90% of the people that we meet are 3D repeaters. Maybe 95%. That means something. That really means something. It means that they have a limited capacity for understanding truth, a limited capacity for accepting reality, a limited mental spiritual capacity. And that's no joke. And I see it everywhere. And most people are decent, more or less. But there are a whole lot of people who have no idea how little they're capable of knowing truth. I really think that that's one of the unspoken realities that we deal with all the time, which is that each person really is at a different level of mental development. And that means the capacity for learning is different. And there really is a scale of intelligence, of mental function. And some people, it can surely be developed by effort. Every great musician spends hours and hours practicing every day. So they ain't a great musician doing nothing. They made great, great effort to develop their skill and become, so proficient in music. Likewise, anybody who can use the mind or think or reason or analyze or compare has practiced that for a long time. And most people don't put their attention to that. They put their attention to seeking comfort or happiness or some kind of relationship dynamic, relationship closeness, intimacy, or whatever. So they're basically driven by the desire for comfort and pleasure and satisfaction and emotional security with others. I think that's really where most people are at. And the result is that they neglect the mind, and therefore they don't learn well, and therefore they are easily controlled or easily mistaken. And then you have all sorts of people who use the mind, but they have no idea how biased they are. They have no comprehension that they cannot think straight. They can think strongly, but they are narrow-minded in their thinking. And there are many things that they can't comprehend because they don't want it to be so. They want to strengthen their belief that their beliefs are correct. They simply want confirmation, or they think they're beyond the need for confirmation. What I know, is absolutely true. And anything that contradicts it is absolutely false. I know. I don't even need to look at it. Many people, though, those are called dogmatists. I think the whole idea of learning is off their radar. I just saw this movie that I've seen a few times called Dogma, D-O-G-M-A, Dogma. It's a comedy. It's kind of a black comedy, but it's actually there's some elements that are political correctness, but it's actually very intelligent. You ever hear of it? It's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Chris Rock and George Carlin. It's worth watching. Dogma. It's funny. It's irreverent. Irreverent means it pokes fun at a lot of people, and yet a lot of it is true. It's basically speaking a lot of truth masked in comedy. And there's a line in the movie where one of the disciples of Jesus, who was left out of the Bible because he's black, that's Chris Rock, is commenting to one of the characters who's a very important human with in terms of what she does in the movie. And I won't give it away. Saying that the problem is that people no longer have ideas, they have beliefs. and the beliefs are not subject to change, while an idea can be developed and changed over time when the person learns more. And so the difference between belief and idea is very subtle. And religions present beliefs. And most people are comfortable with dogma, with a rigid set of beliefs or a set of beliefs that don't change, that they learn, and then they apply without much analysis or internal contemplation. But then they hold, then they believe they have to hold fast to the beliefs. And then, you know, fight and die over that, the common old-style religion. So, that's very interesting. That's very true. So, there are a whole hell of a lot of people who are smart who don't want to change their beliefs that emotion that give them emotional stability, security, meaning, and a sense of self-affirmation. Emotionally self-affirming beliefs. Many people have their ideas about what is and what isn't. In relation to the continual need for emotional self-validation, self-affirmation, self-congratulation, self-definition, self-comprehension, meaning this is me, I believe this, I'm on this side, on the side of good and right and true. There are many people who have no idea. I mean, we all have biases. And the fool is the one who thinks they have no biases. And the person who thinks they have no biases, you know, becomes the dogmatist and has a violent mind. And whether it comes out to physical violence, who knows. But what do you do with people like that? Nothing. Nothing you can do. They'll die in their ignorance and recycle again. Yeah, I mean, that there are many dynamics and parameters and principles, foundational, operative principles for our lifetime that can only be understood in terms of reincarnation and multidimensional progression. Like, you can't do everything you want in one lifetime. You can't work through all distortions in one lifetime. You can't develop fully all you are or even comprehend the nature of what's going on here without a metaphysical perspective. So, there's some view that whoever might makes right. And so if I'm strong intellectually, I'm strong existentially, morally, or I am a great being because I have a strong intellect. That's not really true either. It's like if you're off at the beginning, if you're off a little at the beginning, you're way off at the end. And so, without any comprehension of multi-incarnational, progression, reincarnation, this life cannot be understood. Basically, you can't understand what's going on here. And you're looking. You can only understand. Matter. Ross said the physical and the metaphysical are inseparable, and that means that the invisible basis of the physical is metaphysical, but that the physical is one life, one field, one reality with a metaphysical that's invisible and unknown. And so what's invisible and what's unknown and profound and mysterious and really unknowable for us at our level in 3D mind or even as a sixth density being making mistakes like Ra, we can't even know anything fully. And this is when Ra said there was some little comment that it seemed like Ra was saying it's critically important to realize that you can't understand fully for harvestability from 3 to 4. Understanding is not of your density. It's four, the dimension of love and understanding, four. But without the, even the metaphysics, the mind, the person has to have a very deep acceptance that there's so much more that to reality than they know. That's associated with heart chakra activation of 51% harvestable. The 51% service to other figure equals a certain heart chakra activation and 1-3-5 primary rays development. And that 1-3-5 and 4 chakra activations, including, you know, 6 as well, includes or comes naturally with a realistic humility or humility born of realistic realization, recognition, that I simply cannot know all that's going on here right in front of me. I can't actually know the true nature, the complete true nature, the complete nature of me or you or anything. And that's realism. And that's that means that because I can't, I have such limited understanding of the metaphysical or the hidden and the invisible, I'll have inevitably a very deficient understanding of the visible or the physical, which includes me and my mind and my history and my motivations and other people and why things are the way they are, including tragedy, you know, and all sorts of things that seem like injustice. That perspective is associated with harvestability, and these people are not, and that they therefore rigidly hold to what they believe is true, because at some level they fear that they fear some kind of a contact with the truth of how little they know. They're very black and white. It's like why people are afraid of ghosts and don't want to study these things, or people are afraid of death and don't want to think about it. There's some sense that if I look into it, I'll realize it'll be demonstrated somehow. This is all subconscious, I think. There'll be some realization of how little I know and how weak I am and how defenseless I am and how insecure my position here in this life is, knowing so little. If I looked into those things that I know little of, then I'd realize I know nearly nothing. But they feel like they're vulnerable. And so it's a rigid mind as an emotional compensation for the fear of collapse, a fear of not being capable of living their life or understanding anything were they to see how little they know. And so they don't consider how little they know, or they would never go there, or generally, you know, people who don't go there, which is many. You know, there are people who are not thinking, who are just emotional, and have no comprehension of how little they know, and they also don't care. And then there are those who are intellectual and mental, right, 3.3 versus 3.2. Their bias is more intellectual, and then they become super rigid and dogmatic. And also don't realize how little they know, because they feel strength and self-empowerment by their rigid adherence to their dogma, to their beliefs. So both categories, the thoughtless and the rigid-minded, have a long way to go to graduate to fourth density, actually. Or both of them have serious problems in opening heart. Yeah, you know, they say, if you want to have a happy family gathering, don't talk politics and religion. Because basically, that's where most people's dogma lies, in their thoughts about politics and religion. Mm-hmm. So they have party affiliation, and they have religious affiliation. I'm a democratic, you know, Protestant. I am a fundamentalist Republican. And you know, I just to me, it's just back to the same point, which is that we underestimate the ignorance of the people around us. We underestimate the rigidity of the intellectual and the thoughtlessness of the emotional. And there really are very few people we can talk with very comfortably in this world. I mean, there are some, but they really are very, they're few and far between. And because it's not only that you've got 2% wanderers, 1.5-2% wanderers. Many of the wanderers that I've met also fall into a certain kind of intellectual rigidity if they follow this tradition or the other, or they're so excited about what organization they're part of, or what teacher they follow, or what books they've read. They don't realize the limitations of those sources. So this planet is, you know, humanity as a whole has some very serious obstructions on the way to significant green reactivation, let alone blue. You know, that's even further down the line. Yeah, it's worth a shot. I mean, I think we have to be real flexible. In general, the way to meet people is at best by green ray, and only when there's some demonstration, for me in my assessment, when I can assess that there's some demonstration that they have interest in wisdom or truth or learning, then I might knock the discussion up to more intellectual level, other than, you know, beyond just how are you, you know, heart connecting. Heart connecting, most people can handle. Negatives can't handle that, even. But most people can handle it, more or less, and they're decent with a friendly person. If you're decent, they're decent, or if you're friendly and decent, they're fine. But going beyond that to the intellectual, it's hard to say. It depends on, you know, if you're sampling the train station or you're sampling the Body Mind Spirit Expo, right? At the Body Mind Spirit Expo, 9 out of 10 will talk ideas. At the train station, perhaps 9 out of 10 can't think. Or they can think a bit. That's another matter, which is To develop significant understanding of anything takes significant effort. Significant understanding is the result of significant effort. Significant effort is a whole lot more than just hearing something and getting it, or the explanation needed to lead one or help one develop significant understanding is an involved, complex, not simple explanation. Like in that case, that you shouldn't cry because crying too much attracts negative entities, or you're going to have bad spirits if you cry too much. Well, to the degree that the person is attached to grief and then accompanies their grief with self-blame, which it generally is, right? And a feeling of hopelessness or self-pity or discouragement, and that goes to depression. Yeah, sure, certain astral entities will be attracted to that person. Then the person might, without a fuller explanation, that person may think, oh, crying brings bad spirits, I have to stop my crying all the time. And one person may believe that and teach that. And then the other person who doesn't want to go against their friend, wants to be a good friend, who listens to their friend, who does what their friend says because that's a good friend and they feel good about themselves, then learns, teaches themselves to suppress all sorrow. Meanwhile, there is a grain of truth in there, but it can only be uncovered by some analysis, and nobody has time for that. Or if you don't set yourself deliberately to seek wisdom or understanding, or deep meaning, you won't stick around for the length, you know, the explanation that's needed. And many people who have some understanding of this haven't actually spent enough time to develop a deep understanding. Right? How many people can understand the linkage between crying and astral attachment? Right, right. Yeah, there's really... most people are ready for a whole lot less than we have to offer. I mean, we really can speak very deeply with nearly no one in this world. Right. I mean, what we're doing here, or what we do on our own, is similar to what yogis do in ashrams, and monks do in the Sangha, and people do in small spiritual communities. Sit together for deep learning. And you have people in all the major religions and all philosophical traditions who do that. So you have, you know, scholars and students in Islam, in Judaism, in Christianity, in Buddhism, in Hinduism, in schools of philosophy, who also can't talk much with people around them. So it's not just us. And it's a matter of how broad is one's view. Deep is good, but meaning like master your tradition. And all those traditions go very deep. And all those people who've gone deep can talk with very, very, very few people even around them about what they're learning. So that's just, you know, humanity being sort of anti-intellectual to begin with. And this group of 3D repeaters not having much respect for learning and study, actually. So it's just, but what's really critical, I think, is the breadth and depth of one's view, not only depth or quantity, but how wide one, how much one can integrate multiple systems. That's very useful. Then we're finding universal principles, you know, divine truth, not simply human. And anyway, that's a piece of work. So we should get close to the reading for today. Anything else? I would say that most, I mean, you've got 3.2 and 3.3 based, 3.2 and 3.3 based 3D repeaters here, meaning you've got some people who are mainly based in physical, emotional self-identification. That's what Ra talked about as a drop down to orange ray. And then you have other people, and a smaller number, who are more centered in intellectual, mental self-identification, which is 3.3. So, the people who are more, the people who've gone through educational systems and value thinking are more, would be considered 3.3, meaning they're not harvestable, but they're not simply based in emotional identifications, and then there are those that can't think and don't want to think, and that includes the increasing ranks of the dumbed down, zombified by technology, who I would call, you know, who are more working at a 3.2 level of being. those people at the 3.2 level who are not really using mind in a disciplined way, could be called younger souls, and they may, many of them may be more kindly, or some of them are more kindly, simple-minded and kindly, and others are stupid and violent, and most people are in the middle somewhere. And then you've got the 3.3 oriented people or base people who are not young souls. The younger souls were more 3.2, I think, but because 3.3 requires some effort, meaning thought, some development of mental function. And they have made various traps for themselves intellectually in mind, whether it's dogmatism or skepticism, right? Scientism, nihilistic materialism, or liberalism, which is another cover for materialism, because they're existential nihilists, actually, meaning liberal people who are saying, you know, live and let live, and, you know, open borders or something. also, generally, go against religion. They don't like religion. And so they reject all the bad features of religion, along with the truths, the universal truths that many religions, you know, still possess or express. So it's real complicated, but you certainly have some more primitive developed souls, and then some that have been cycling for a long time, right at the edges of harvestability on the positive path, and others who are really just dogmatists. But that's not that many, actually. We may see them more, but the numbers are not so great. So I don't know. I mean, you've got all levels of development in the 3D spectrum, it seems. Nice to be with you. Take good care of yourselves. That's really important. So take good care. See you next time. And good night.